You're listening to Be Inspired, your one-stop shop for inspiration. Stay tuned for your inspiring show. Now, here's your host, Erica.
Welcome to Be Inspired with me, Erica Latrice. This is your one-stop shop for inspiration. Coming up on today's show, it is all about dreaming big, and I have the founder of Big Dreams and Big Hearts with me today in the Be Inspired Cafe. Also, I'll be sharing with you three quick tips that you can use today to start seeing your vision take place, to really start stepping out. So I have all of that and so much more coming up on today's show, so stay tuned.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Erica Empowers.
You're listening to Be Inspired. Stay tuned for your inspiring show.
All right, welcome back. It is time to jump into our empowering moment of the day. And this is all about stepping out and starting to see your dreams take place. Because I truly believe that it's not enough to just say you have a dream or that you have this big goal and all these things that you want to see take place, but that you actually figure out how can you allow it to become a part of your life. How can you start, as I always say, wake up and live your dreams and not just dream them. So these are three quick keys that you can use today to start seeing your dreams take place. I will personally attest to them. You know, I share about vision boards all the time. I share about just getting that clarity on your dreams. And I've been blown away as I've seen these things happen in my life. Recently, I was looking at my vision board because, you know, as I was scrolling the social media highlight reel, because that's what I feel like social media is, everyone, you know, putting their best foot out there. So I was looking and I was like, oh my gosh, like everyone is doing amazing. Like everyone's life is perfect. What am I doing wrong? And so I'm being so transparent with you guys. And as I was thinking about that, I decided to look at my vision board. And when I started to look at my vision board, I realized that so many things in my current life were once just a distant dream. Had I not put it on that vision board, I would have been looking around thinking nothing really happened. But I was blown away, and one specific example is that on my vision board, it says, I want my own home office. Now at the time, my home office was my closet. My bedroom was my closet, my office, my everything. I was in this tiny two-bedroom apartment, and it was just a dream for me to be able to work from home in comfort. And so as I was looking at the vision board, I was actually sitting in my home office. So I'm telling you guys, what I'm about to share with you is going to show you that even when you think nothing is really happening in your life, you will have these opportunities to see the progression that you're making. And I promise to you, it gives you so much more energy, so much more encouragement and motivation to keep going. So the first thing that is so important when we're talking about dreaming big is that you see it. See it. Like, you probably hear this all the time. Visualize. Start seeing it. I share the story a lot of Joshua and Caleb when they went into the promised land. They saw it. They saw what God had promised them. And it's so important that we take a moment to just relax and actually envision those things happening. If I were to ask you what the inside of your car looks like, you probably have an idea right now. You're probably seeing it. And that is so simple, but that's exactly what it means to start visualizing where it is that you know you've been called to be. Because the moment that you can see it, you will start to see it take place in your life. And the second thing is to speak it. I cannot tell you how many times that I used to say, you know, I have a goal to be debt free, or I have a goal to do all of these great things, but my words did not line up with what I was saying. My words were, I'm so broke, or I'm so stressed, or I'm so down, I'm so this, I'm so that. Life and death is in the power of the tongue. So the second thing that you have to do is start speaking those things. Stop speaking death and life. You have to start speaking life over your situation. And we do this usually without even thinking about it. I can't tell you how many people, including myself, that will say, oh no, I'm positive, I believe it, I know this can happen. And you sit around them for 5 minutes and they are saying the complete opposite of everything they think that they are bringing into their life. The third thing is to start living it. See it, speak it, and line up with the vision. I don't care who prophesied over you, I don't care what you wrote down in your journal, what you put on your vision board. If you're not willing to line up with the vision, you're not going to see it take place. Back to my favorite person, Joshua. he did that. He lined up with it. He said, look, y'all, I don't know about you, but as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. we are crossing over this Jordan River. We are going out there. He started lining up with the vision, and that is something that you can do. So that was the Erica version, but if you want to see Joshua's story, I love it. It is in Joshua 1, is where it starts. So go look that up, read it. I promise it will inspire you. But you have to start living those things that have been spoken over your life. You have to start lining up with it. If you're saying that a new vehicle that's reliable is going to come into your life, well, it's time that you start taking care of what you have. Start treating whatever you have as if it is what it is that you desire. And that comes from a place of just being grateful. It comes from a place of gratitude, but you have to make room for the blessing. So if you're saying that you want to have a new, I don't know, furniture set in your house, I'm using some simple material things because we can usually understand that. If you want new furniture, but your floor is so covered with the junk that if the new furniture came, there would be nowhere to put it, you cannot expect those things to start flowing into your life, not in a way that it's seamless. So I'm encouraging you guys today to see it, speak it, and live it. That is my message for you when it comes to big dreams. If you're watching this, so are your potential clients. I'm excited to announce an all-new season of Be Inspired, and we're looking for featured guests as well as success supporters. So if you want to partner with the mission of Be Inspired, then make sure that you connect with us online at ericalatrice.com/success. When you team up with us, you will be helping with the vision of Be Inspired to empower and inspire people all around the world with a message of hope and encouragement. Be Inspired's mission is to bring you soft news and talk in a way to encourage, uplift, and create a platform for those who have a powerful message and looking for an opportunity to share. So if you want to partner with Be Inspired, you can do so by contacting info@ericalatrice.com or visit ericalatrice.com/success so that you can be a success supporter of this inspirational movement.
Welcome, welcome, welcome into the Be Inspired Cafe today. I have someone that is probably about to launch you into freedom, into purpose, into your biggest dreams, and I'm pumped about it. So welcome with me into the Be Inspired Cafe, the very lovely, lovely, lovely empowerment coach, Stacey Gustuk. How are you doing today, Stacey?
I'm good, Erica. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great and excited to have you. Always get nervous that I'm going to say your name incorrectly. So I did pronounce your last name right.
You did such a good job. I'm so impressed. I seriously, when I first got married, or right before I got married, I remember like listening, like calling my husband, and when he didn't answer, I would listen to like his recording like of his name, and I'm like, and then I was talking to my other friend, I'm like, say it again. Okay, tell me one more time. Like, I have to learn how to say my last name right.
I love it. I love it. So I know my name's not that complicated, but I always get people, family members, or even people looking at my social media that will, they're determined to put that K in there. And so I've made it my mission in life to pronounce names correctly as well as spell them, since my name
That's
is misspelled
mission.
Like all the time. So I'm excited because to me you're just like this walking bottle of joy and happiness and peace and strength. For people that come in contact with you, you just have such a great vibe and personality. So I would love for you to tell us just a little bit about yourself for those that may not have gotten connected with you.
So I'll try to give you the short version of about me. I came from a really small town, like 500 people. So you don't really see people really dreaming big and doing amazing things. So that just wasn't common for me. I kind of thought you grow up and you get a job somewhere and like you get a family and that's just what you do and, you know, you have a happy life. Well, I grew up and realized that's not really how life works. And along the way, I got a little sidetracked here and there. I had some unhealthy relationships that really took a toll on how I felt about myself. What I felt I was capable of doing or not doing, and I just made a lot of excuses for myself. And I had always knew I wanted to help people. I just wasn't sure the form that would take, what it would look like, because I needed something that was also going to work with my family. I was going to be available to, you know, participate in my daughter's field trips or do things together on the weekends and take trips and stuff like that. So it was important. And that's when God kind of started leading me into coaching and really opened up my eyes that everything I've been in through in my life was not, it wasn't a waste of time. I don't have to feel like bad about it. You know, he's forgiven me and I'm redeemed, and my story can help so many other women. I can help them by what I've experienced and the things that I've learned, and know that transformation is 100% possible.
Wow. So, Stacey, there's something that you just mentioned that I think is something that we all need to just apply to our lives. Like, everyone gets to this point. I don't, no matter what your circumstances, no matter what your situation is, no matter how big or small, we all get to a point in life where we have to make a decision that we either want to go higher or we want to stay stuck. And you talked about, you know, leaving everything. And I know that had to be scary as a young mom, stepping out of your comfort zone. But you understand, and you've even talked about this in the past, the power of being ready to let go. No matter how tough it is, when you get to a place that you need to let go of things in order to go higher, you have to do it. So can you speak to that? If there's someone listening right now and they're in a place where maybe they're making that tough decision and they're trying to figure out, how do I decide whether to stay where I'm at and I'm feeling stuck, or how do I get that strength and that motivation to let go and move forward to where I know I've been called to be?
Yeah, definitely. I think you're right. It doesn't really matter like where you're at in life or what, you know, what path you're on. You know, everyone's going to come a time where a decision has to be made. And I was talking to someone about this the other day, actually. I was like, you have to make a decision. You know, I know that when it comes to those life-altering decisions, there's just so much pressure and stress and worry that you're going to make the wrong one. I was like, but when we are paralyzed by fear and we don't make a decision, there's a decision made by default that you are okay with staying stuck. You're okay with where you are. And that means you're okay with feeling miserable, you know, worrying, being stressed out. And that's not a, you know, that's not a healthy way to live. And that's not really what God wants for you. So making a decision, no matter which way you go, is better than not making one. And I will say, I think that we all know, I think we all know the decision that we need to be made, that needs to be made. I mean, I think, you know, sometimes we'll say, oh, I don't know what I should do. I just don't know. But really, that's not true. You know, like, I've said that so many times in my life. When I look back, I'm like, I did know. I had a feeling. Because before I left that relationship for good, there were other times I had left very briefly, and we had gotten back together. But that was before I had my daughter was born. Mm-hmm. And so I knew, I already knew that, you know, this doesn't work and this is not healthy and I need to move on.
That's so true. So this is what I want to say. This is perfect timing, because you have a solution. If someone is scared to take that step, if they're in a place right now where, you know, like where they're feeling that hesitation because things are not coming together how they expected, you've put together a program to help them. You've put together some free coaching. So can you tell us all about your three-day challenge and how they can get signed up for this?
Yeah, so it doesn't really matter if you're hesitating on going to college, going back to college, like getting your GED. Maybe you're not sure about your relationship. Maybe it's a job promotion, or, you know, it could be anything. I created 3 days of free coaching because I feel like it's really important for women to know that there is support out there. So it's called the Dream Big Challenge. It's 3 days. It's starting soon. I encourage anyone who's even questioning if they should join to join, because what do you have to lose? You know, you can go to bit.ly/iwilldream, or you can go to my website, which is bigdreamsandbigheart.com, and you can get signed up there.
That is our show for the day. I definitely want to invite you over to the Empowerment Club if you are not a part of the Empowerment Club. Not sure what you're waiting for, but make sure that you get signed up at ericalatrice.com. You guys are amazing. Remember, as I always tell you, to go out and make today amazing. Dream big, live on purpose, and of course, be inspired.
For more inspiration, visit us online at ericalatrice.com.